Well, today we have the pleasure of catching up with TJ Curtin of Curtin Land and Cattle. TJ, it is time for another sale already, believe it or not.
Yeah, it is amazing that another year's gone by here. You know, this time of year, it's, every day it seems like we're one day closer to spring, and that's always good. And it's that time of year again, and we're in full sale preparation mode here around our place.
Well, it's refreshing to know that spring is right around the corner, and we have seen a break in the weather here lately, a little bit warmer and a few sunny days, so that's always nice. I know cattle has been in your family for a number of years, and this sale has been going on for a number of years as well. TJ, talk to us about that history.
Yeah, this would be our family's 82nd year of raising registered Angus cattle. My great-grandfather first purchased them in the mid-1930s, and we've had them at this location in our family ever since. It's a very important part of our family's heritage. And my grandpa John, of course, is a very familiar name across the state of Illinois and all throughout the country, really, in the Angus business. And we've just built upon what he kept going from his father, me and my dad. And in 2007, we decided to host our own production sale here at the farm west of Blue Mound. And we've been having one in early March ever since 2007.
And for those folks that aren't familiar, I know a lot of people in the cattle business do know right where you're located, but you are in Christian County.
Yeah, we are. If you actually look at a map, the town of Blue Mound is just right in the very southwest corner of Macon County. So if you go west out of Blue Mound, you're within a half a mile, you're in Christian. Or if you go south of Blue Mound, within about a mile, you're back in Christian County. So we do have a Blue Mound address. But we live straight west of the village of Blue Mound, 2.5 miles, and that would be in northeast Christian County.
And that's where this sale is going to be taking place. We do need to talk about what's going to be available. So we know registered Angus, but what's going to be for sale on March 8th?
Well, this year we've I think it's our best lineup top to bottom to date. I'm really excited about the 18 fall bulls we have, and when I say that, these bulls were mostly born in August of 2016. They're weighing right now between 1650 and 1850. They've all passed their semen checks with flying colors, the breeding soundness exam, and they're ready to cover a lot of cows. I've always offered a few fall bulls in the past. It would just be one or two or just a handful, but this year is my first big set that I've offered. So they're all got some extra age on them. I don't know how too many other sales in this part of the world where you can go to find this many bulls of this age in one group to choose from. They've got breed-leading EPDs. Many are suitable for heifer breeding projects as well. So that's one part of our sale, kind of a little different. We usually sell mostly yearlings. I've kind of held these bulls back for this sale and fed them a little longer, and they're I'm really excited to offer these bulls to the public. Then we've got 20 spring cow calf pairs. Again, I think it's our best ones top to bottom that we've ever offered. Most of them, they all have heifer calves on them except one. I had one cow had a bull, but everything else has got a heifer, so you kind of get two females in one. And most of them are AI sired calves as well, with breed-leading EPDs. And then we've got kind of really special 7 fall heifer calves. It's just absolutely right off the top of our embryo program, our breed-leading EPDs with them, and cutting-edge pedigrees out of tremendous cow families in the Angus breed. I'm really excited about those. And then our spring heifer calf division, we've got 5 spring heifer calves, again, just right off the top of our replacements, cows that can become future donors and future maybe, top-end cows in your program. So top to bottom, we were really excited this year. It's not the biggest numbers that we've ever had. We're selling 52 lots, but I think from start to finish, it'll be the strongest set that we've ever brought.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of great animals to offer at your upcoming sale. TJ, I know I've asked you this before, as far as kind of the layout of the sale and how things work, is this more of an auction style, or how does it work?
Yeah, it is an auction. I'm actually very excited that our auctioneer, and he has been for the last several years, is Cody Louderman from Macomb, Illinois, and he was actually the reserve world champion livestock auctioneer this past summer in Billings, Montana, a contest that the Livestock Marketing Association puts on, and Cody's just a real pleasure to listen to. I think he's one of the best in the country from right here in Illinois. So it is an auction. Cody will be selling them. The one thing that is different, and this will be the third or fourth year we've done this, we do not run the cattle through the ring in our barn anymore. It's just became a labor issue for us just to round up a lot of guys and hang up a lot of gates back in the back. And the cattle are all on display before the sale out in our pens, but the cattle are on. We have videoed them all. It's kind of starting to be commonplace in the cattle business. I'd say about half the sales I go through now, the cattle are not actually run through the ring. There'll be large screen TVs in front of the auction block, and the cattle have been pre-recorded videos will be playing as each one of them sells.
So it sounds like plenty of opportunity to get a good look before the bidding starts.
Yes, I want to make it clear that anybody's welcome to come to the farm from right now until March 8th before the sale to look at the cattle anytime. I've got them all sale tagged. They're here. We've got them all clipped and tagged. They're all ready for inspection. And obviously the morning, within a couple days before the sale and the day of the sale, they will be pinned out front along the road where we always pin them for further inspection. And so the cattle will definitely be available to look at before the sale.
As far as customers that you've had in the past, TJ, do you work with small producers, large producers, a mix? You know, do you encourage anyone that may need a bull or want to buy a heifer just to come out and check things out?
Yeah, we run the gamut of the spectrum of the cattle business. We sell cattle from small commercial herds to large seed stock Angus operations. And one thing that I sometimes hear, but I want people to come to the sale and see for themselves, I hear, well, you guys got all those big AI sired cattle and I can't afford that. No, we cattle sell in all price ranges here. Yeah, we will have a few sell for good money, but there's a lot that sells in everyone's price range, without a doubt. I truly believe our bulls are some of the best value of any bulls that sell in the Midwest every year. So, I mean, you know, most of our bulls sell from $2,500 to $3,500, and I think that's extremely affordable. So, we run the spectrum of we sell to large registered Angus seed stock operations across the country to local folks right here in Illinois. So there's something for everyone here.
So great opportunities at Curtin Land and Cattle. TJ, details for that sale again, where you're located, anything else you'd like people listening to know?
We do have our sale book online on our website, curtinlandandcattle.com. The videos are linked to our website. You can look at all the videos of all the cattle on our website. If you would like a paper copy, I always like paper copies, and you didn't get one, give me a call. I will get you one in the mail the same day, and then also, just if you want to see the cattle in person, call me anytime. They're here. They're ready to be inspected. So we're proud for this set of cattle, and would love the opportunity to do some business. Thursday, March 8th. I know a lot of sales are on Saturdays and Sundays. Ours is on a Thursday. So Thursday, March 8th, it's at 12:30 in the afternoon. We do provide a lunch, a complimentary lunch, and so come in time to eat on us. And sales at 12:30. We'll be here ready to go early in the morning. So But yeah, Thursday, March 8th at 12:30 at our farm, 2.5 miles straight west of Blue Mound.